Zion Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Zion Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
Today's date is July 16th, 2020.
That's weird. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the message, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
Your phone number is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. And cell number is 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Now, you can always find updates all about the Wichita Mission Church, the breaking news, radio program archives, everything you need to know about Messiah's Branch is found at
theprophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net, internationally, on YouTube, and on some FM stations. So please pray about supporting airtime. On another note, let's thank our listener bases like Paris, France, Oscon, San Pablo, Brazil, Brisbane, Australia, and the USA. We got Seattle, Washington, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and Washington, D.C. Wichita, Kansas remains the largest group of listeners that listen to the podcast later tonight.
Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. And right now I have almost 11,000 people following us or me, whatever, at Twitter. Now prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua on Mashiach's name, Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will. Please, Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, make sure everybody has ears in which to hear and understand the truth. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, amen and amen. Well. We were talking about birth pains in the last radio program. And, folks, this is kind of a continuation of the first program we did today. Of course, it's separate information, but we covered some really good topics on the first radio program, my wife and I, of course. And so make sure you listen to both programs. It's really, you know what's really strange about radio? No matter, when I put these over in podcast, now we've got a program one and a program two, right? Okay, well, whatever program I put up second has twice as many listens every week on podcast than the one I put up first. Even if it's only just like 2 or 3 minutes of putting each one of them up, doesn't have anything to do with the artist. I can put one of the biggest names that in radio that I interviewed him on there, and if I put it on up on the podcast as the first program, it didn't get as many listens. So, folks, make sure you listen to both radio programs. They're good. I don't know why it does that. And the podcast people over there at the podcast place doesn't know either. Anyway, let's have this song and we will get into the program tonight.
As I try to figure out what this world is all about, I know one thing. Here, men are failing because of you.
Yes, no matter what. Yes, he is in control. And again, that was from Brother Ben McKnight, and I'm fixing to try to get a hold of him to see if I could actually get him come on radio and talk about some of his music. And anyway, last radio program we were talking about, yeah, we said from the beginning that the coronavirus was indeed a heavy birth pain, but it was also, the birth pain was also merciful in the sense that it has given us time to repent before the next one comes. I do believe the next one is already coming on, and I don't necessarily think that it, just because it's a birth pain, they don't have to be exactly alike. I believe we're into it now. The riots is part of one, at least in America, is what's going on. But, and we're really going to get into that. We're really going to get into that, about the riots. But, beyond the riots, you know, we can, look, we're seeing a battle, that is going on. Let me see if I can find it. Well, I got it over here for us. And, okay, I read this one right here, Mother.
Ephesians chapter 6, 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Okay. It says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So that says we're not, it's not a human battle we're fighting. It's a spiritual battle. But these principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's why I have people on, folks, like, you know, I have Carl Gallups on and I talk about his book, Masquerade. This book is very important, and so is this new book that we're going to talk about hopefully next week with Derek Gilbert, who wrote it, called Veneration, that explains who these principalities and powers are. Because you need to know your enemy. But that's clearly what we're in. So you can see that these things are just, it's crazy about how they are, well, you think, okay, well, they have lockdowns. Well, you can tell it's spiritual when things happen like this.
Okay, Gavin Newsom didn't just close churches. He also banned in-home fellowship meetings. The Bible tells us the gatherings of brothers and sisters in Christ is an important part of our faith. Matthew 18:20 says, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." In fact, the Greek word for church is ecclesia, which means assembly. Yet, California Governor Gavin Newsom has decreed that this basic and important tenet of worship is totally banned in his state. First, Newsom tried to limit all churches, regardless of their size, just to 10 people total in the building. Then he banned singing and chanting. And on Tuesday, Governor Newsom issued a new edit via the state's public health officer, dictating that about 80% of California's faithful may not gather for any worship, no matter how small the gathering. As of July 13th, all indoor services are banned in 30 counties, even in-home Bible studies and fellowship. More counties may be added by King Newsom. In other counties, the worship attendance is limited to 25% in a building, a capacity of 100 people, which is whichever is less. Bring singing and chanting, but the singing and chanting is also banned, and this includes in-home Bible studies and fellowship meetings. Yet the very order that bans indoor church and in-home Bible studies specifically allows protest. Under California's latest directive, you can engage in revolutionary riots, tearing businesses and neighborhoods apart, but you cannot have a Bible study with your neighbor or friend in your own home.
Okay. Now, here's what I mean. Now, it'd be one thing if the reason we know this is spiritual because it would be one thing if he just told everybody in all meetings, period. You know what I'm saying? But he isn't. He's singling out churches and even going to the point saying you can't Bible study in your own home. So I guess that means if you and your wife and if a man and his wife and kids are having a Bible study even, they find out about it, they can come in and arrest you. That's spiritual, folks. This is demonic, and this is what I'm talking about. There is a war going on, and it really surfaced when Donald Trump came into power, I call it the Great Revealing, because it revealed all these wicked things that are here on earth. And believe me, it's going on all over. And it's not just California. In Chicago, in Chicago, comply with coronavirus mandates or have your facilities photos. They warned the church over there in Chicago that if they were creating a public nuisance by being open or having a bigger meeting than they wanted them to have, and if they didn't stop it, they were going to bulldoze the churches. If this isn't spiritual, I don't know what is, especially when they say, you can go ahead and they say it in Chicago too, you can still protest and do all that kind of thing, but you can't have praise and worship. That is demonic. What?
I thought a while back, President Trump signed executive order to reopen all churches.
It was a suggestion, like all the rest of the things that he did. He said that that they needed to reopen the churches. The governors are allowed to then disseminate what they want to, but he took it out of his order. He said that churches are, what he did put in it, he said churches are essential services. But it goes back to that, to the governing mother. I tell everybody, people don't understand. They think the federal government's supreme. Not if it's constitutional, it is. It's only on certain things, like it has to do with interstate commerce and protecting the country and having a tax. Those kind of things are for the government to do. But otherwise, the states are supposed to govern themselves. And then from the states, it goes to counties. And from counties, it goes
to
cities.
Well, this is definitely unconstitutional. And Barr said he was going after all the governors that signed any kind of orders that goes against constitutional rights.
And, yeah, you heard that one right. And so, yeah, it is unconstitutional. But here's the point. It has to weed its way. It has to go through several courts, like I explained to you before. At first, it has to go through the most local court, like, say, if it's a city, Chicago. Well, first it's got to go through the city court, then the county court, from the county court to the state court.
Right. And by the time it gets through all those courts and all that, and even if you win, the damage is done.
Yeah, irreparable damage. Now, there is a way that they can file directly with after it's been rejected by at least one court, and you can file directly with the Supreme Court and ask for them to come in and do a stay until it goes through the process, you know what I'm saying? Hold the law back or the mandate back because it would cause irreparable harm. And for the record, there are people right now that and organizations that are suing because of it.
Right.
But here's the point of the matter is that they are indeed that they're even doing it. I never thought I'd be contemplating a place that in America where they would be, you know, trying to do that. Oh, that's what's good. Thank you. I have my arm on a keyboard. Anyway. So things are bad going on all over the world. Go right here. All parts of the world. Nigerian Civil Society.
A Nigerian Civil Society group estimates that 1,202 Christians have been killed in Nigeria in the first 6 months of 2020 by jihadist, radicalized herdsmen and others, as 22 more Christians were reportedly killed in the Kaduna State last weekend. As rights groups continue to voice concern about genocidal crimes being committed in Nigeria, the Ambassador International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law has released a new report stating that no fewer than 1,202 Christians were killed between January and June 2020.
Okay. Here's the point. That's how many Christians have been killed in one country in this part of it. But here's my point. American Christians, they keep thinking, well, the tribulation ain't here, or blah, blah, blah. How do you say that when all over the world Christians are being slaughtered, beheaded, and so if there's 1,200 of them or more, 1,202, were killed between January and June 2020 in Nigeria alone. And by the way, a shout out to Nigeria. I know we have a lot of listeners over there because in Nigeria. So I'm praying for you, brothers and sisters. And send me an email. I'd like to talk to you. And I'd like to know the state. There's a thing. I know that you can contact me through Facebook or something. if you want to talk about this current situation in Nigeria, if your congregation or people you know are being killed, you'd like to talk about it on radio, I'll put you on. But here's the point. So this is going on. The evil spirits are going on all over the world. There's all kinds of things going on. But the West people, especially the Bible prophecy people, most of them, not all, but most of them, don't recognize those things. You tell them about it. You know, I can't count how many times over the years I've brought it up on radio when they were talking about, you know, waiting for the persecution to come, and I would bring up statistics like this, and they would just talk on past it. You know, like it matters. It matters. It really matters. Anyway, but what people, and going back to, now I can finish up what I started in the first program. What do I feel? One part of me believes that because of all, and we're going to get into the riots and big thing in just a minute, but one part of me tends to believe that with the crackdown from Barr now and President Trump saying that people that are defacing federal monuments will now get 10 to 20 years in jail for it, when some of these kids, and I do call them kids because most of them are young kids, that are out there rioting and tearing these things down. Once them, they start going to jail for 10 years at a time and seeing what they're facing, I can say that, yeah, it looks like they wouldn't want to do that and there would be a big drop off. But there is so many people pouring money into these organizations, the communist people that are doing it, people like George Soros that have put money into these organizations, millions and even up to billions of dollars in these. Because why? Right now, they believe they've got to stop Trump. They've got to stop Trump. And they don't realize, we do, and I bet some of them do realize, because they are Satanists. This is a spiritual battle that's going on. But we know that it's funded by communists. And here's what George Soros had to say in 2014.
I'm going to bring down the United States by funding black hate groups. We're going to put them in a mental trap and make them blame the white people. The black community is the easiest to manipulate.
And that was George Soros. He said it at a Bilderberg meeting, I think it was, in September in 2014. Well, so there's...
Yeah, it says it was an interview with Germany's BILD on September of 2014.
Yeah, is that what it says?
Yeah.
Okay, so, but here's the point. And George Soros has put millions and millions of dollars into groups for Black Lives Matter and into other radical groups. So we don't, now all this talk, we're talking about dreams and visions and things happening later in the year. Everything could break loose between now and election and even after. What are they going to do afterwards? And there's that point of it. The conservatives tend to stay back out of it, not raising guns and jumping into it, because they believe that the rule of law will finally prevail. That's what I was saying. The rule of law will prevail when it starts being enacted. Then it will calm things down and it will change it. But if Biden is elected or the election is stolen away from Trump, then I don't look for all these people with guns to not rise up.
It'll be civil war.
Okay, we're going to go into this. We're probably going to have to take a pause, but go ahead and start it.
U.S. authorities uncover massive nationwide weapons trafficking ring run by Communist China to arm Black Lives Matter terrorists with powerful weapons of war. On July 3rd of this year, National News reported that Communist China was trafficking full automatic weapons parts into Florida as a way to arm Black Lives Matter terrorists in advance for a planned armed uprising revolution. U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, had interdirected and seized a shipment of over 10,000 full auto upgrade parts that convert semi-automatic rifles into full automatic weapons of war.
Right. Okay. So they caught a shipment from Chinese. Now I went, and now this comes from Natural News. I went, there's other places that reported this. In fact, I found border people or whatever that are, U.S. Customs Border Protection. I found their report that said this because, you know, I double check things just because he says it doesn't mean that I believe him. You understand? It doesn't mean I disbelieve him. But I check out to see if he got the right information. And I did check it out, and they did catch him. In fact, I saw pictures of it. And what it is, it's the receivers. They change the receivers, and it turns like an AR-15 into a fully automatic weapon. And they come from communist China. Enough for 10,000 full automatic weapons. Think about that. And sending them to Black Lives Matter groups. These people are arming. They're getting ready for a war in a few months, if not at any moment. I think they may wait until after election, but what?
If Trump wins again, it's going to be a war, and they're gearing up for it.
Okay. Tell us what you can find at prophecyhour.com and all that, and we'll go over for
okay,
a break.
You can find all the mission updates, and you can find all the radio archives, all the contact information, where you can donate, and numerous reports, but yeah, and that's over at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Don't go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
With the undeniable fact as to pagan practices having been labeled Christian,
Many people recognizing the truth make the statement, but that is not what it means to me. The truth is that what it means to us makes no difference. The real question is, what does it mean to God? A good example of a similar situation which should serve as an example to us can be found in Exodus 32. At Mount Sinai, the people, fearful of what might have happened to Moses, broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. We are told that he took the gold, melted it, and made a golden calf. Not only that, but an altar was built and proclamation was made, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord." The scriptures say that the people rose up early the next day, made offerings, and sat down to eat and to drink. The Lord said that the people, by proclaiming these pagan practices to be in His honor, had corrupted themselves and had turned away from the commandments which He had given them. These abominable practices had angered the Lord to the extent that He spoke to Moses, saying, "Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them." It is important to consider that the golden calf in the wilderness represented the Egyptian cow and bull gods, Hathor and Apis, and that the cow goddess Hathor was associated by the Greeks with Aphrodite or present-day Easter. No, what things means to us makes no difference. Our only concern should be, what does it mean to our Creator? I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin,
and you're listening to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network, and we are broadcasting from the Flint Hills of Kansas live. Okay, I want to point to this book one more time. We were talking about spiritual things, but you need to understand where all this fight's coming from. Hopefully, Derek Gilbert already said that he'd come on and talk about this book, and I'm going to try to get him on next Thursday at 7 p.m. to talk about this, so you understand what principalities and powers are. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about a report from Natural News that said the parts to make automatic weapons were being sent to Black Lives Matter. We started off with the report, and I'm going to pick back up from the report after it said 10,000 full automatic upgrade parts that convert semi-automatic rifles was found. They caught it. The U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Protection had caught it. Now, let's pick up the report.
According to the CBP announcement from June 26, the shipment originated in Cheyenne, China, and was destined for a residence in Melbourne, Florida. Inside the shipment was over 10,000 small machine parts that function as a full auto drop-in upgrade for AR-15. Natural News was able to determine that this operation was part of an attempt by Communist China to destabilize the United States by arming Antifa and Black Lives Matter terrorists. Now the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials have seized an operation in Detroit that smuggles suppressor silencers in the United States from China, also for the purpose of arming Black Lives Matter's militant extremists, as a report by the National Pulse.
Okay, stop a second. Okay, so we're talking about two different incidents. This
right.
wasn't just a one-time thing, but it was two different things.
Yeah, one in Detroit and one in Florida.
Okay, so that's two different ones going to these people are arming themselves.
China's
fully automatic weapons. I'm also seeing some other reports that now some National Guard armories are having reports of actually armored vehicles disappearing.
Oh, great.
And that they have been finding guns turning up at these protests, you know. So they're getting ready for something. Let's go on. Anyway, This is a report from the National Post.
Okay, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers on Detroit Homeland Security Investigations team took over the China-operated domain as part of an international arms trafficking investigation. The team determined that more than 350 suppressors seized in law enforcement across the country were purchased from the website and smuggled into the United States from China as automotive parts. The entire website was reportedly operated by China, and its purpose was to arm Black Lives Matter terrorists who are working with communist Marxist forces in the United States to overthrow the government and nullify the Constitution, as the National Post explains. The July 13th announcement also cast a report from the Wall Street Journal noting the appearance of illegal firearms and accessories appearing around Black Lives Matter's protests across the country in a curious and perhaps foreign light.
Okay. We're also seeing it gear up. You're seeing police officers ambushed. But these things, look at these kids. We're seeing, and we're entered into an era where these young people will kill you for no reason.
Because they probably tell them, hey, we'll give you this automatic gun if you just go protest and shoot somebody. Oh, well, it's okay.
Well, and there's the point about it being okay, is these kids have been duped into believing that what they're doing
is okay. Right.
And who's saying it? It's being pushed by the left. It's being pushed by the Democrats in Congress. They're not standing up. Actually, by all rights, when the protests turned violent and bad and everything, even if the Congress wanted police not there or whatever, they should be standing up and saying something about the violence, but they're not. They've been egging it on for 4 years. They've been saying confront conservatives in restaurants and everything else. They've been pushing violence. They've been pushing violence and violence and violence. The only thing that's going to save this country, perhaps, and I don't know if that's possible, because once something gets out, it's hard to put it back in.
Right.
You know, and you have all these kids believing that these things are right. They've been told that it's right by their parents.
Well, they'd have to be brainwashed to think socialism and communism is right, and they believe it is.
Okay, but it isn't a question. Brainwashing is something that in a sense that, you know, you change somebody's mind. You know, you clean out something old and you put something new in. But they were never, the schools had never taught them about the bad things of communism. They've been teaching them that socialism is right. They've been, and their parents teaching them right. The school's teaching them right. When, that's where you learn from. You learn from the school. You learn from your parents. And you learn from what you watch on TV. That's why I said, why I jetted Netflix. Netflix ruins everything, but they put subliminal things in that socialism's okay. And every time you see a villain in Netflix and all these shows, you see them wearing a cross or depicting them as a Christian. So, yes, it has been a brainwashing, but they have never known any better. They don't know any better. They absolutely don't know any better unless they've been taught by their own, by good schools, and so on and so forth. So this has been being pushed. What really strikes me is that we've been warning about these things since the 90s, you know, and even before, because there's books and things written, the Communist Manifesto, which you and I went through on this radio program not long ago, was written way back on how to destroy America.
Yeah.
And they're following that. Let's go on and see what else is
wrong. Almost tit for tat. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like out of that 40, we went through 45 things, and every one of them, they had either already started or already completed.
It's like they wrote the book.
Well, they did. Well, you mean they wrote what was going on, right? Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. The article documents the sharp increase in the number of guns being carried into protests by Black Lives Matter extremists.
Stop a minute. You know, they want, see, whenever you see people put the thing extremist on the end of the word, you know, like they say Muslim extremist, that's their whole ideology. You don't have to mark them as extremist. That's just so they can say, well, I wasn't talking about all of you. You know what I'm saying?
They're terrorists.
They are terrorists, and that's why, and that Barr's going after them like that. But we're in a really funny place right before the election, you know. So it's going to be hard. If Trump gets reelected, you wouldn't believe how many people are probably going to go to jail. Go ahead.
The National Post also documents how 11,000 assault weapon parts have recently been caught during an attempt to smuggle them into Louisville, Kentucky. The origin of the parts, guess where? Tianjin, China. Here's how, no question that China is actively working to destabilize the United States of America in a multitude of ways, including coronavirus.
Stop a second. Now, you mouthed off and said coronavirus. I honestly believe they sent it out to the world like we've discussed before. I don't believe. Here's another reason why I don't believe China just released it intentionally. If they did it intentionally, they wouldn't have released it first in their own city. They would have took it someplace else or infested other people and put them other places, but they wouldn't have made it to where they could track back to their own city.
Well, what I heard was they released it on their New Year's celebration, and then everybody left, and that's how it spread.
Okay, well, let me clarify. What you heard is what we talked about right here. Here's what we said, and we said it from the first. It was an accidental problem in the lab. It got out to that province. Then the Chinese New Year came up. China had already stopped foreigners from coming into the Wuhan province. But it was the Chinese New Year. People were already infected. They already knew that it would infect other people. But they let their people that migrate during the Chinese New Year, every year, these Chinese people fly to San Francisco and New York and to places in Europe where they have relatives to celebrate the Chinese New Year with them. They knew that some of those people were contagious.
Yeah.
And they allowed them to go. That was intentional. That way it would infect other parts of the world. The original accident was unintentional, but that was intentional. They intentionally infected other parts of the world because they knew it was going to be bad, and they did not want to get the blame for it.
All right.
They were trying to deflect that it was even there yet. But even WHO and other things, it's already been proven it was there. It came out of the lab. So, yes, that part of it was intentional. They sent it out to the world. They didn't have to send it out to the world. If they had just opened their mouths and said, hey, this is a contagious thing right there, it would have been contained over there.
You can't go to New Year this year because we've got coronavirus.
Right, and if they should have invited medical people in from other parts of the world, it would have been stopped right there.
Right there, in
right
China.
Right there, in China, right in that province, but they didn't do that.
Right.
They sent it out. So, yes, that part was intentional, but the original getting out of it wasn't intentional because, believe me, they're smart enough to know that if they were going to just do it intentionally, like they had actually been planning to do, they would have released it in the United States.
Right.
You know, most assuredly. At the least case, not in China. Somebody else, easy to blame. Go ahead.
Okay. In a multitude of ways, including working with the Mexican drug cartels to smuggle heroin and fentanyl into the United States, killing over 50,000 almost. 50,000 mostly military-aged young men in America each year. This is a deliberate chemical weapons attack on the United States.
Stop. Prince had fentanyl in him, and so did several other rock stars and things. It's one of the big drugs out there right now. So it's not just American military people. It's out there. Fentanyl is a little bottle of... This thing of fentanyl, if this water bottle was full of fentanyl, that's enough to kill over all of Kansas. And
it just takes a little pea size.
Yeah, it's so. And Trump asked them to crack down on it, to quit getting it shipped out, and they're not doing anything about it. Go ahead.
Okay. At the same time, China's bribing U.S. officials, including family members of Joe Biden, who have received millions of dollars from Chinese corporations. China is also engaged in a multi-billion dollar money laundering operation for California Governor Newsom, who is running an elaborate taxpaying funded embezzlement operation that funnels billions of dollars from public money into Chinese corporations, which launder the money and transfer a portion back to Newsom under the control of his shell corporation front companies. Now, we know that China is also smuggling military-grade weapons parts into the United States and even running online retail websites to sell and distribute those parts to anti-American forces such as Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Importantly, Black Lives Matter is a domestic terrorism organization that was founded in part by a convicted terrorist named Susan Rosenberg, who took part in the plotting of bombing government buildings. The upshoot of this is that once the Civil War uprising is activated by Black Lives Matter, which will likely happen by November at the latest, armed American citizens who typically own only semi-automatic firearms will be facing off against Black Lives Matter and Antifa terrorists who have full auto weapon upgrades and suppressors, allowing them to operate more effectively at night, and they try to pull off assassinations and the mass murder of Christians, white people, Trump supporters, and conservatives. On top of that, separate intel sources have taught Natural News that Black Lives Matter groups are stealing armored personal carriers from the National Guard bases and law enforcement agency in certain U.S. cities. Quite literally, those armored vehicles are disappearing from the inventory of National Guard bases, and it turns out that the anti-American traitors are working from the inside the National Guard in liberal states like California to steal those high-end armored vehicles that can be used to rapidly destroy Black Lives Matter militant troops.
Okay, well, people in the National Guard, I mean, you know, they do that. Chinese nationals and others, they come over and become citizens, whatever, but they're still like spies, and they get into the National Guard, you know, they service. In fact, you can volunteer for an armed service in the United States and not be a citizen of the United States and get into the Army. A lot of people that have did that in hopes that after they get out of the Army, you know, then they would be able to become a citizen. But the point is you also, the generation for people, what's the generation for people getting into the service is the young people, and these are the people that have been brainwashed or, you know, indoctrinated, if you will. They really don't know what they're doing. But so this is getting worse. Okay, go on.
Okay, remember when Obama said that he wanted a civilian army? That would be just as strong and powerful as the U.S. military. His loyalists are quite literally building that civilian army, and they're doing it with the help of communist China and traitors inside the National Guard. When the full revolution is ignited, heavily armed leftists who are carrying the very same weapons of war they claim they wanted banned from civilian ownership will descend on the homes of local Republican leaders, police officers, sheriff deputies, and notable conservative commentators, and they will be given order to execute those targets.
Okay.
Make no mistake, this will include people like Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Tucker Carlson. It will also include alternate media personalities like David Hodges, Alex Jones, Steve Quayle, and even myself. And Pastor Dan, that's who that's supposed to be.
No, that isn't.
That's who wrote the report.
Natural News. You know, we do have a risk. You know, you realize that people out there, we are alternate media.
Right.
That's what all these guys are. We're alternate media. They do not think that they won't at some point come after or try to. The more popular, of course, people, they'll go after them first. But you know what? We do have a high risk because, you know, they can.
That's exactly what I thought when you offered for people in Nigeria to come on. Like they're going to put themselves in harm by doing that.
Well, and that's true, but I do not have to identify who they are.
Right, but people with the Internet, they follow the Internet. They got a web address that can be traced. That's what the governments do.
Well, but it's not the Nigerian government putting these people to death. It's being allowed by their government, but it's not the government in Nigeria that's putting them to death. It's the Muslims in their country and the non-Christians that are doing it, that are just like rioters here, jump up and put people to death.
Right.
Well, they're allowing it to happen, but they're not the ones that are tracking them down and pointing them out to do that.
Okay. Anyway, this is why I have urged my colleagues to get fully prepared with battle rifle training, night vision gear, readymaderesources.com, chest rigs, and expanding tip ammo. Controlled chaos. It also doesn't hurt to have guard dogs and perimeter alert systems in place, among other tactics.
Well, the first thing, the first thing that hits me is that people need to get spiritually prepared. Number one, you need to make sure that you're right and your household rights. You know, but this is coming and it's going to be disastrous. The big thing that I can say to people, you need to get out of, and that's a good point. Spike training, U.S. Special Forces training, Baylor that's done by a Special Forces person. And it's, you can get that spike training at, oh, come on, Frank, and tell
me. AVR.TV. And like I said, a guy with an automatic weapon can go on fire just like a guy with a knife.
Yeah, that's Colonel Bo Gritz. And you hear the advertisement. In fact, the advertisement will play after this program probably. But it's a really good thing to have. But my point is this, though, is I've been saying it ever since I've been on radio, ever since I got into the prophecy things years ago. If it's possible, you need to move out of the major cities because those major cities aren't going to be safe. That's where it's going to start at.
Yeah.
That's where it's mostly going to happen at.
Where it's at now, really.
Well, it is there right now.
Right.
And that's where it's going on. It's going on across the country. It's in mainly liberal cities. But when it really goes, it will spread to even conservative cities. Folks, major cities is not the place to be. You know, in fact, you know, if you read the Torah and really read it and study it, you'll find out that the Torah is really mostly about farm people. It really does. That's what the farmer promotes. You have to have cities for commerce, but it's mostly a better lifestyle. In fact, there is a rush of people moving out of the cities right now. A lot of rural communities, there's very cheap property, and anyway, that's the way that goes. So,
well, I know around here they just keep expanding, expanding, and expanding, and about half of the rural cities are all communities from between here and Wichita anyway.
Okay. I had to think about what you meant. Meaning that, well, like Wichita is a good example. Wichita, instead of rebuilding their inner city, just started expanding on the outskirts of the
city. Boy, are they.
And it's just ridiculous places that were, you know.
Yeah, I don't think there's much territory between Park City and Wichita. I think they're connected now. I don't think there's any.
There isn't any space.
It's all taken up. Even over there between the rest stop and Park City, they've got businesses and houses and everything in there. That's not making
And they're
no
doing more and more and more. But So you need to get out of the major cities. Right now, you know, I mean, we used to be a lot further away from the major city. They're coming to us. But here's the point. A lot of these rural communities, if you can work from home or whatever, or you have a pension or something like that, you can find property cheap. The more dead the community, the better you are. And then you can contribute to the community to where you live at. So pray about it, folks. Pray about it. But pray about supporting radio, talk radio, because we are putting our lives on the line. People could disagree with us. They could find us, do whatever. Point is, we're here to warn you, trying to help you. So support radio. We need you to support airtime. Airtime isn't free. And beyond that, we have this thing called the Wichita Mission Church. Tell them about it. What's the Wichita Mission Church? Tell them what we're doing. Anything. Go ahead.
Well, right now we're just feeding dinner out the back door and giving whatever the Lord allows us to give. We need to have another clothes day, by the way, before much longer.
Did you get some clothes?
The shed's about half full, so.
Shed's about half full. Half full, folks. We need more clothes.
Right.
A lot of men's clothes is what.
Yeah, I think most of what's in there, though, is kids and women's. We really do need men's.
Right. I think, and that's always been the case. I think men just wear their clothes out more.
You say that every time, yeah.
Well, why else is it we just get women's clothes and women and whatever?
Because women wear more clothes. They got to have more clothes. You got to have a lot of a wardrobe, so you always constantly change. Men are boring. They wear the same clothes. Yeah.
Hey,
don't you get it? Now, have you ever seen a woman that doesn't have at least 50 pairs of shoes?
Well, I don't know. Because they're...
So it goes the same way with clothes.
Okay. Well, anyway. Folks, anyway, we're still Mission Church. We really do need your help. And in the summertime, and I know I say this about every program in the summertime, but donations really dropping. And on top of Corona, we lost some donations, and it just hasn't made up for it. So we really do need your support. We do have longtime supporters that have been supporting us for as long as I can remember. But it's the other donations, the random donations and those things that really help, you know, and make up a difference. So if you can just make a one-time donation, you can donate. How can they donate?
You can donate, find out about all of our mission work. Hey, we even got videos now. Where do they see the videos at? On your, they go to prophecyhour.com and see those? Or where do you post all those videos?
Post all those videos through Facebook, and we have a Facebook page, and you can find all of that information, how to find the Facebook page, which is Wichita, I think it's Wichita Mission Church, isn't it?
Yeah, and we do videos every day now, so every time we're opening feeds, we do videos. So they're really some pretty good videos, so you ought to check them out. And you can find out how to find them, and all the updates, all the radio archives, all the contact information, and it's all at where? Prophecyhour.com.
Okay. Yes,
prophecyhour.com.
You can donate online, mail a check or money order, all the standard ways that you can pay for anything or do anything. We can do it. We can do it over the telephone. You can call me. Text me first, though, 316-619-4886. We need large print King James Version Bible. Some of you folks out that have sent them before, if you could send them again. We do say large print because people just don't have money for glasses, and it's not feasible for them. You know, people want to send in a magnifying glass or something. Yeah, that works if you've got it in a house, but people that move around a lot, it's hard to keep track of those things. Large print King James Version Bibles. I know you can get more.
Yeah.
If you buy smaller print, the cheaper the Bible is. But I'd rather have a couple of good large print King James Version Bibles than have 20 of the ones that they can't read very well.
Right, and they have to keep track of a Bible and a way to read it and all that. Yeah.
Right, right.
The less they have to carry, the better it is.
Right, as Frank pointed out, homeless lose stuff. Yeah, I don't know, he was homeless before. The homeless and poor need what you need. So pray about it, folks. We really do need your support to stay open and keep going. Pray about doing the feast this year, folks. We're going to Oklahoma again, I think, this year.
If they don't cancel it because of COVID.
Well, they haven't said anything.
Gatherings have been canceling. So we'll see. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
We'll wait and see. But there's
that might be something Cal Lake does and they have no control over.
Okay. All right. We got to go. Shalom. Goodbye.
Okay. Shalom, people.
All right, folks, and let's remember there is only one true God. He is your father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He died for our repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights on the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember what, Mother?
Remember to always pray for the peace of Jerusalem and be a blessing to others.
All right. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would bless and keep them, that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next week, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.